Okay, we learned yesterday that as a secondary machlaikis, the minyan of Ein HaMaseya, aside from the Yikr machlaikis, the Ein HaMaseya patters on that, we learned in the Rush that there's an additional chiddush, and that is that the Rush says, at least the way the Shach understood the Rush says that in a case where a person is chayav shvua and he's unable to swear, he's chayav shvua and he's any yochel lishbat, we call that a chiyav mamon. That's called a chiyav mamon. And in such a case, an Ein HaMaseya can't pater the person. The Shach was going in the case of Shemir Shemassel Shemir, where someone gave the first Shomer something to watch. First Shomer gave it to a second Shomer. So, and then it was stolen. So the second Shomer, he swears, he's potter. The first Shomer is unable to swear. He doesn't know. And since he doesn't know, he's mechuyev shvua. Because every Shomer has a chiyev shvua sa Shomer. Since he's mechuyev shvua and he can't swear, so the halacha is that he pays. So the Ramban asked, why doesn't he pater himself? Why doesn't the first Shomer pater himself by bringing Ein HaMaseya? The second Shomer is an Ein HaMaseya for him, is an aid who helps him out. So why doesn't the first Shomer bring this Ein HaMaseya and pater himself? That was the Ramban's kasha. And that the Rosh answered that it's not a good kasha, because it's a toss. In the case of Shomer Shemassel Shomer, the first Shomer is the Chayiv Mamon, the Tashi Yachishba Mishalim. Anybody who can't swear, it's a Chayiv Mamon. Hayais, it's a Chayiv Mamon. The Ein HaMaseya cannot help him. This is the way the Shach understood the Rosh. And according to the Shach, we have now Machlokes the Rosh and the Ramban. According to the Rosh, we look at it as a Chayiv Mamon. Someone who's chayav shvua and he can't swear, we look at it as a chiyav mamon. According to the Ramban, no, it's a chiyav shvua. If you can't swear, you pay. But it's a chiyav shvua that you have. Because now you don't swear, you pay. This is what we learned yesterday. The Ktzais was very bothered by this, because the Ktzais said that he doesn't understand how you could learn it's a chiyav mamon. And Eid Echad is like kam l'mamon. Eid Echad can't do anything for mamon. And since an Eid Echad is like kam l'mamon, so how can you learn it's a chiyav mamon? It's not a chiyav mamon, it's a chiyav shvua. So therefore, we're going to try to understand the Rosh Hashita. And I'll share with you today two mahalchim in the Shita Sarash. The first mahalach is mentioned briefly in Reb Naftali. The Stipler refers to it as a Derech HaYeshivas. The way in Yeshiva they always learn this machlaik, because it's hard to pinpoint exactly who says it, except that it's mentioned, the Stipler mentions it in Siman Dalet. Not he doesn't mention the Rosh, he just mentions this Chakira, and Reb Naftali mentions it in the new Reb Naftali. It says the following. How does Netoich Sheinei Yochelish Bok Mishalim work? And Shua Deiraisa. In Eid Echad is Mechayiv Yishua. If you don't swear, you have to pay. How does that work? The Pashut, the way to learn is, it's two steps. He's Mechayiv Yishua. In Eid Echad comes, Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamon. He's Mechayiv Yishua. Now why, if you can't swear, why do you pay? So we could understand either that Hogufa, the fact that you can't swear, is a strike against you. First you had an Eid Echad against you. Now you also have that you can't swear. There's also something suspicious. Why can't you swear? So the fact that there's an Eid Echad against you is only Mechayev Shvua. The fact there's an Eid Echad against you plus any Yochel Ishbah. So therefore you have to pay. But not that the Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamon. Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. Once you're Chayev Shvua, and you can't swear, that's an additional reisa against you. Why can't you swear? Honest people could swear. If you're telling the truth, why can't you swear? Something against you, some meila, that's why you pay. That's the pashut way to learn. Rav Tovi says you can learn a second way. You could learn that an eid echad is mechayiv mamin. Really, an eid echad against you is mechayiv mamin. Just as a din that if you swear, you can get off the hook. You can cancel out the eid echad. But really, it's b'kayach and eid echad tibi mechayiv mamin. However, there's a din that when an eid echad is mechayiv mamin, if you swear, you can get, you can pati yourself. If you phrase it the second way, that means the eid echad is mechayiv me the mamin. Just that I have a din that a shvua could get me off the hook. Now, what do you say to the second mahalach? What? What type of chiyuv mamin? It's a chiyuv mamin that's conditional. It's a chiyuv mamin where if I could swear, I don't have to pay. That's what the Teres Chiddush is of Eid Echad. According to this Mahalach, that's the Teres Chiddush of Eid Echad. And not only Eid Echad, Maida B'Miktsas exactly the same thing. But Maida B'Miktsas exactly the same thing. You can learn either Maida B'Miktsas to Mechayiv you a Shvua, and that's all to Mechayiv you. And if you can't swear, then since you can't swear, something wrong, pay. Or you could learn Maida B'Miktsas Yechayiv Mamin. Just Yechayiv Mamin, if you swear, you can get off the hook of the Chiyuv Mamin. This is the Mechudishtik way to learn. It's by Metoich, by the three Daraises, by Eid Echad, Shvus Eid Echad, Shvus Maida B'Miktas, and Shvus Hashem. By those three we say Metoich, by the Rabbanim we don't say Metoich. By the Daraises we say Metoich. Every single case when an echad is mechayiv shvua. How could an eid echad? Okay, good. So we're learning this way that the eid echad is. So there are two ways. I'm saying eid echad. I mean by the mitzvah shvus hashemim also. All three are in the same boat. That these are two ways to learn. Now, what Rav Naftali says is it could be that's the machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramban. The Ramban looks at it as a chiyuv shvua, period. No matter what, all there is here is a chiyuv shvua, nothing more. So Mimela, he says, we see Eidah Maseyed as a pattern, because we see Shomer Shemasal Shomer, we see that the first Shomer has to pay. And he can't say, I'll bring an Eid HaMaseyed. So the Ramban held that first way, that an Eid Echad is just Mechayev Shvua. Shvus Hashem is just a Chiyuv Shvua. So Mele Eid HaMaseyed, why doesn't it pater? We see HaMaseyed doesn't pater. The Rosh says it's not true. An Eid Echad is Mechayev, or Shvus Hashem in Be'etzem is Mechayev Mamin. All these things are Mechayev Mamin. Just you have a way to get out of it by swearing. But Be'etzem, when the Torah said you have to swear, the Torah is saying you have to pay. You have to pay. If you swear, we'll let you off the hook from pay. But Be'etzem, it's a chiyuv mamin. So in any hechitimtza, where a person can't swear, like in the case of Shvus Hashomer, where he's any Amaya, in the case where he can't swear, there, all there is a chiyuv mamin. If he's able to swear, so it's a chiyuv shvua. It's a chiyuv mamin, but he has a chiyuv shvua to pater himself. But in a case where he's any yachal lishba, what remains is the chiyuv mamin itself. And that's it. It's all there is a chiyuv mamin.
You have the fact that you can't make the shvua. So now, is it important that we are arguing that
According to the second Mahalach, first Mahalach, according to the first Mahalach, Yechayev Shvua. It's a compounded fee. Yechayev Shvua, and since you can't swear, so, well, you have to pay because of, not because of the, not that the Erecha, the Shvua Sashem is Bechayev Imam. That's Bechayev Shvua. And if you can't swear, so then you're going to have to pay because you can't swear. With the Eid Echad, all I have is a Chiyuv Shvua. The Chiyuv Shvua takes off. Okay, so that strike remains. But the Eid Echad, because I only have to pay about both strikes, the Chiyuv Shvua, plus the fact that I can't swear. If the Chiyuv Shvua can get knocked off, so then I'm okay. I'm knocking off the Chiyuv Shvua, and then the fact that I can't swear is irrelevant. The Chiyuv Shvua is only Mechayev Yeshua.
But if I,
so we say,
but I'm only Mechayev anything because I can't swear.
Well, the two together, the fact is that it echoed against me, plus Meter Shei Yechol Ishma, so now I have to pay. It's an added Reyes, then, the two Reyes was against you. Is that a Rambam? What? No, but you only have one. Because if you're being Eidah Masayeya, it knocks off the Chiyuv Shvua. So all you have now is. But that's canceled out by the Eidah Masayeya.
Yeah, the first time.
That's canceled out by the Eidah Masayeya. The Chiyuv Shvua is canceled out by Eidah Masayeya, and I'm left with just the. The two together. It's Shtei Reyes. I have one Reyes of the thing that's Machayim me to
the Shvua. The Baal times I gave you something, that's Machayim me to Shvua.
No, the Baal of it is not Mechayim Yeshua, not the Sreya, just the parents that just
said
that. Only it might have been made. That's not Mechayim Yeshua at all.
I only
know half.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still
there.
That's
still there. No, the Eirecha, Eirecha Meseyeh, I can't do that out. However, that's a strike against me, and then this is not that all. This is the, like I say, the yeshiva's mahalach to learn the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rabban. It's all going with the shach's understanding of the Rosh, the pasht, the pshat, and the Rosh. Chiyuv Shvua, when you can't swear, is it mamin? That's a shita's a Rosh, and is it shvua? It's a shita's a Rabban, and this is the explanation. Rabbi Naftali adds that this itself could be, says with Derech Efshir, is totally in whether a Shvua is a birur or a tashlimit. We spoke all along that the Chiyuv Shvua can be understood two ways. Either you have to be mevar or something, that because there's a, whatever there is against you, you have to bring a birur, which means a certain amount of proof, or it's a tashlumin, it's something you owe the other person. You owe the other person either Yom Mamin or Yom Mishvua. It's a Teshlum. Tolly says, and look at his Lashon, because I think there's some type of toss-up first in the language there. Tolly says, the way I understand it, that the Ramban holds a Shvua is a bearer, the way you learn Pashut. I'm a chayiv to swear. In other words, I have to prove something. A Shvua is a bearer, and I'm a chayiv to be Mevarer. If I can't be Mavaris, I can't be Mavar. Why am I chayav to pay? Because of the two things together. The fact that I have an Eid Echad against me, plus any Achal Ishba. That creates a new Chiyuv Tashlumin to pay money. But the Chiyuv Shvua itself is just a mirror. The Rosh holds, no, the whole Eid Echad is Machayav Tashlumin. That's the whole part of this Shtikal Taira. An Eid Echad comes in Machayav you to pay. What are you going to pay? You have a choice. You can pay money, or you can pay a shvua. That's what you owe to the person who can get you. You have a choice. You want to pay him money? Pay him money. You want to pay him shvua? Pay him a shvua. But the Eid Echad against you, or the Beit Mikdash against you, or Shvua Sashem against you, that be'etzem is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. It's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. You can pay with money, you can pay with a shvua. But there's be'etzem a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Not muchruch, but it fits smoothly. That's why I'm saying that it fits smoothly these two mahalchim. Like the Rosh, it's a very geshmaka thing that Eid Echad is mechayev you to pay. You have to give the other person something. What do you have to give him? You have a choice. You have to give him something. Either satisfy him with a shvuah, or else, if he can't, so better to satisfy him with pay. There's another nekuda that's very gishmak according to this. I want to go back for a minute to the beginning of the Rush. I mentioned yesterday. Go back to the beginning of the Rush. The Rush in the beginning brought from the Maram Rittenberg. Eina Misayaya Pater is from a Kal V'Chaymer. What was a Kal V'Chaymer? Kal V'Chaymer was Ma'adach in Eid Echot against the Muzik. May it forces him to make a Shvua. So Achas Kama V'Kama in Eid Echot who's helping the Muzik could certainly pattern from a Shvua. That was the Maram Rittenberg's Kal V'Chaymer that the Rush brought. I mentioned to you yesterday that there's a kasha on this. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others, the Beis Halevi, have a kasha on the Kal V'Chaymer. They're not asking it's a kasha, saying more as a teretz to answer the Rabbi Yaina, the Chalakim. And they say Kal V'Chaymer is not really a perfect Kal V'Chaymer. Why? Because what's the Kal V'Chaymer? Ma'adach in Eidach could be Machayim Yishmua. Certainly he could patter a Shmua. Ma'adach, he could Machayim Yishmua against the Mosek, he could certainly patter a Shmua for us. So they ask, what do you mean? When an Eidach is Machayim Yishmua, it's not over. He just creates a Safik. An Eidach could be Machayim, he could create a Safik. He's not creating any Yishmua. All he is creating a Safik, and the other person has to swear against him. So how can you make a Kal V'Chaymer? Ma'adach, he could create a Safik. So Zichr, he could pater a Chiyuv Shvuah. But there, you're resolving the Safik. When Eidah Meseyeya comes, he makes that the Dintar is over. That the person who otherwise would be Chayav to swear is patering him. He's making him win. So the Kasha on the Kal V'Chaymer is that it's the two halves of the Kal V'Chaymer are not the same. First half of the Kal V'Chaymer is Ma'adach yikib in Mechayev Shvua, which is against the Mosek. Certainly Kapater Shvua. Not the same. When you're Mechayev Shvua, all the Eidach can do is create a Safik. So from there you can learn a Kal V'Chaymer that you could Pater Shvua. When you Pater Shvua, you're making the Psak Din. If someone is Chayev Shvua and Eidach is Mesayeya, he finishes up the Tyre. He says, I'm Mesayeya to him, and he wins. Finished. So the Kasha was, the two halves of the Kal V'Chaymer are not the same. But according to the way we're learning now, it's very geschmack. Because what does the Rush hold? In a case of Metoich She'eni Yachol Ishba Mishalom, what can an Eid Echad do? An Eid Echad, according to the Rush, Eid Echad doesn't just create a Safik. An Eid Echad can even be Mechayim Mamin. We're saying now that the Rosh Hashita is that when an Eid Echad comes into Beis Din, Be'etzem, the Eid Echad is Mechayim Mamin. The Eid Echad is Mechayim Mamin. Just the other person has a way off with the Shvua. Let's take the case of Metayit. The other person can't swear, he's any Adaya, he's a Chashud. An Eid Echad comes in, says against him. According to the Rosh, the Eid Echad is Mechayim the Mamin. That means the Eid Echad is making a Psak. That means that the Kal V'Chaymer now will be perfect. Ma'adach in Eid Echad against the Mosek, in the case of Metayich. He could make a Psaak. He could be Mechayev Mamin. Achas Kama V'Kama, Eid HaMeseyeya, who's helping the Mosek, hold on to his money. He certainly could. If you learn Dishtikal Taira, then the Kal V'Chaymer is a Gervaldik Kal V'Chaymer. It's a perfect Kal V'Chaymer. Because if you go with this chiddush that Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamin, then if you go with this chiddush Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamin, then the Kal V'Chaymer is good. Ma'adach in Eid Echad can be Mechayev Mamin. He could take a pater from Mamin. It's Pashi. He could certainly be an Emesayeya, a pater. The whole kasha falls off. The Beis HaLevi says this in the beginning of Siman Mamin Hei. He says a very big kitzur. But this appears to be that he's going with this mahalach. And he's saying that the Rosh Hashita is that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamin. It's an Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamin. It's not a Kal V'Chaymer. It's very good. Because it's a pact.
Just what happens to be able to take this money?
So that's totally in the question of legal left to him Yeshua. Because he's Machai Yeshua, but he has an ego, but it's not like the past. Totally in that. Maybe we start thinking about it. Maybe he's also talking about this. I don't know. Okay, this is the Mahalach that is very accepted in the yeshivas as Pshat of the Rosh. And it's only a Mahalach. So it seems to be totally mentions a very big kitzur. I have problems with it. It's a very big chiddush. You know, anything, I had a rule that anything that if I couldn't explain it to my father, who my father learned Kabarashi Kaisis, he didn't learn the Rashiva Shir. But he knew Shas. If I couldn't explain it to him, he'd think I'm off the wall, then there's something wrong. You go over to any Talmud Chacham who never heard the Shtikal Tayyar, you tell him in Eid Ephraim is Machayiv Mama. I'll tell you, what are you talking about? It's Aleph Beis. Any boy in 8th grade knows Erechel is only Mechayev Shua, he's not Mechayev Mamin. So you tell him, no, the Shtikl Torah is really Mechayev Mamin. Just you have a way out through a Shua. Now, this Mahalach, besides that it's such a Mechudish Tikka Mahalach, and it goes against the Lashon of Chazal, that the Shua had to come, not the Mamin, or the Lashon, the Teich She'in, or Yachal Lishba Mishalach. The Lashon's not even good. Because it means Mishalom, the right to Nishba. The Lashon tells Sha'ini Yod Lishba Mishalom. But besides this, there are a few shtakachashes on this whole Mahalach. First of all, the stipler himself, in the regular Kibbutz Yaakov Siman Dalet, doesn't like this Mahalach. He asks a very shtakachashe. The stipler asks, there's a rule that there's no on Karkois, there's no Shvua. On Karkois, there's no Parsha of Shvua. That means if you and I are fighting over Karka and you bring in Eid Echad, it doesn't help you. Because on Karkois, or Shtoris, or Avadim, on those three things, whether the Nikfas doesn't apply, Eid Echad doesn't apply, the Shvus HaShayrim, the Yitzur would be, also doesn't apply. The whole Parsha of Shvua doesn't apply. Why? Because Eid Nishpo and Ala Karkois. You have a limud of the Kfal Pratik Lal that ain't Nishpo and Al Karkos. So the Stipler, if you're going to go with this Mechudish Nikah Mahalach that we're learning into the Rosh, so we're learning in Eid Echad Kibi Mechayiv Mamin. If you sway, you'll get off the hook. Then by Karka, what should be? Eid Echad should be Mechayiv Mamin. Ain't Nishpo and Al Karkos. According to this Mahalach should mean an Eid Echad could be Mechayev Mamin, because since you can't swear, the Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamin. That's not true. That's not what Ein Nishpo and Al Karkois means. Ein Nishpo and Al Karkois means an Eid Echad does nothing. An Eid Echad does nothing. He's no Kayach by Karkois. So we see klar that an Eid Echad can only make a chiyuv of shvua. You can't make a chiyuv of shvua. Finish bar al karkais, so you don't swear. So finished. You part of the eid echad. But this whole mahalach that eid echad be'etzem is mechayev mamin. Just if you swear, you get off the hook. It doesn't seem to stand.
No, but if I can't get rid of the doubt by mamin, like Hashem Shemas L'Shaimer, then I have to pay. But it's not character. Hashem Shemas L'Shaimer, I can't get rid of the doubt. I don't know, so I have to pay. And by karka, I can't get rid of the doubt, and I'm off the hook. So if you learn that the Eid Echad is only Mechayev Shvua, so it's good, because there is a Kassim, there's no Shvua by Karka. If you learn Mechayev Mamin, so how does that work? In Mechayev Mamin, so pay. If you can't swear, so pay. What? So that makes sense with the Ramban, with the Mahalach that we call the Ramban's Mahalach. The Chayav Shvuah. Now there's an extra suspicion. It's actually after the Shalom, that's why you pay. So in Baikarka, you don't pay. There's no suspicion, right? Because you can't swear. The Torah said you can't swear. So that makes sense. But according to this new Mahalach that we're learning into the Rush, that Be'etzim Ne'erechad is Mechayev Mamin, just that you can get off of the Shvuah, something wrong with that. Because then by karka, Be'etzim is Mechayev Mamin, you should get off the hook. But there's no way out because you're in your day out. Or a chashud. Let's say a chashud. He has no way out. He can't swear. Why should that make a difference? See, why should that? Is it worth forcing in such a pshatel? You have to figure out some way of forcing it in. It's not the glock of pshat in Einish Bona HaKarkais. The simple pshat in Einish Bona HaKarkais is not much more. I had another kasha on this, and that is that the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh himself, at the end of Perek HaKainis, in a few places in Shas, the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh is that in a case where someone's chayav shvuah and loy hava loy lameda, and he had no way of knowing. Loy hava loy lameda, it's a situation where we don't expect of him to know. Loy hava loy lameda. In such a case, Tais is in the rush hold, we don't say Nitoich. The simplest case is a case where a man dies and the son yarshins him, and someone's tevea the yasin. So the Yassim says, I don't know. He's tevel in an eid echad against the Yassim. The Yassim says, I don't know. So he's parted. Why is he parted? So Tosfos in the Rosh hold, this lay have a leila meida. We don't expect him to know. How should he know? His father's business. You're telling me your father owed $100. What do you want from the kid? You want him to swear? How could he possibly know? So the sheet of Tosfos in the Rosh is, any case of lay have a leila meida, we don't say mitzvah. Now, if you learn what we call the Ramban's Mahalach, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because Be'etzem Ereid Echad is Mechayim Mishmua. Why do you pay? Because there's a Reyes there. Because you're in the Yachal Ishba. You can't swear. Now there's two Reyeses against you. The Echad against you. Plus the fact you can't swear is against you. That's normally why we say Mitzvah. But Lehavalei Lameida is no second Reyes there. Because you can't tell me I should have known, because you understand that I didn't know. So in such a case, it makes a lot of sense. I have a leila meida. It's very, very kashmirit. It's very smooth. Of course, I have a leila meida. There's no reisa. So therefore, you don't say mitzvah shem yafalish ba mishalom. Very kashmir. If you learn this new way of learning, ein echad is b'chayiv mamin. If you want, you get off the hook with a shvuah. So then again, I don't understand why somebody who's lehavalei lameida, somebody who's lehavalei lameida, why doesn't he pay? Erechaz mechayim mamin. Why shouldn't he pay? And that's the Rosh Hashita. The Rosh himself holds lehavalei lameida, you off the hook. So how could you say? How could Naftali say erechaz mechayim mamin? Just you get off the hook with a shul. So then in the case of Lehavan Leila Meida, they should also be off the hook. What? That's one. Yeah, what I'm just saying is that Lehavan Leila Meida, which could be totally in Reuven's Mahalchim, it just doesn't stim with this Mahalach. With this Mahalach, that Echaz Mechayev Mamin, it doesn't fit. Not really. Not the Eid Echad Mechayim. We'll have to get to it. There's a third kasha on this Mahalach, which the Stipler asks in the Kisvei, they put out a Kisvei Kibas Yaakov HaChadosh, Simon Aleph, I think it was Eishalamid. the Lamed Aleph maybe. He brings a Tosis in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Aleph on the base. Tosis says, listen to this. In Eid Echot says, I'm Chayiv a Knas. In Eid Echot says, my Shoyer Tam was Negeach. Right, a Shoyer Tam pays, it's a Knas. Whichever the situation is of a knas, a karen of the old karen, a knas. The my shar was menageach, and I'm chayef to swear. So Taisa says, well, not that the shar, any knas, a knas of shloshim shel eved, right, a chamishim shel einus, and it's a shemra pays how much? All these knosses, but the Eid Echot says you have to pay a knoss. Echot comes from the Beis Din, says you have to pay a knoss. So what do you have to do? You have to swear that you're potter. A person doesn't swear. He doesn't want to swear he's potter. Pashtus, Mishmichayim, right? Tosfos says that you have a din of moida b'knas potter. If an Eid Echot is mechayiv you to swear that you don't have to pay a knoss, and you say, I'm not swearing, you have a din of Moida B'Knas Potter. That's Taisa Shita. You're Moida B'Knas, you're off the hook. That's the Gzeres HaKos of Moida B'Knas. If you're Moida B'Knas, you're Potter. How does that work? So the way it works, Pashuk Shal. Eid Echot is Mechayim Yeshua. The Chi of Mamin comes because I said I'm not swearing, which is a type of Hezal. So Meila, in this case, I'm not Chayiv to pay. Because my the beknas, there is a cost of unpotter. It's a reis against me. It's a reis against me, but I thought he came unpotter. But if you learn like the Rush, the way we're learning into the Rush, that an Eid Echot b'asem is mechayev mamin. Just you can get off the hook with a shvua. So what's pshat Tosfos? An Eid Echot b'asem says my shor is nageach. So I have to pay a knas. I have to pay chatzin nezek. Now, I can get off the hook with swearing. I'm refusing to swear. Why shouldn't I pay? Why is that Moed HaBeknas? If Eid Echot is Mechayiv Mamin, why is that Moed HaBeknas? So again, the Stipler asks on this, what he calls the Chakiris HaYeshivis, on this Mahalach, and he doesn't have a smooth parent. He asks if the Derech Efshar, he says Efshar Litchais. But the Pashtus, it's a very stark Pashtus. So for these reasons, even though we have to learn this Mahalach, since it's a popular Mahalach, but it seems to be not a satisfying Mahalach in the Rush. This whole Mahalach, that Eid Echot is really Mechayev Mamin, just you get off the Okur Shavua, it's not a Dover Mestaver. I'm hard pressed to find someone who likes this Mahalach, or Naftali mentions it Teich Devarav in one paragraph as a Chakira. Now he doesn't really disapprove it one way or the other, and then the Stipler brings it, and the Stipler brings it twice in Siman Dalet, and he has a kasha on it, and in his Tisvei Kiddush Yakov he also has a kasha on it. So like, I don't really have anything that's forcing me to like this Derech, this Mahalach, and therefore, I turn to Rav Naftali for an alternative pshat in the Rush, to Rav Ruvein Mather, to look around for another pshat in the Rush. What this is totally in. After that, we come to our second mahalach of the day, which is a totally different mahalach, which is Rav Ruvein in Siman Aleph. I said yesterday Siman Beis, I'm sorry, it's Siman Aleph. In Siman Aleph, Rav Ruvein has a mahalach. The Reb Ruvein, the structure that he clears, the Hezber in Eidam Seyei HaPatri. He says, what's the Svara? The Rosh brings Rayas, he brings a Kal V'Chomer, everything is fine. How does it work? How does it work that Eidam Seyei HaPatri? Svara, let's say you have proofs, you accept the Tais Hashita, the Rosh Hashita, Eidam Seyei HaPatri. Explain it to me. I have an Eid Echot says that I stole money.
Now I have to pay. Now I have to swear, rather. I have to swear. Why does he pocket me? So you could learn, Reb Ruvain says, a few ways to understand how does this work that Eina Maseya pocket me. The simplest way, what's the most pleasant way to understand Eina Maseya pocket me? Simplest way. And then it's the Pashup Shad. What would you say if someone asked you for a swear? Right, you have an Eid Echad that says that you stole. You have to swear. So you bring in an Eid Echad that says you didn't steal. So you're off the hook. Why? So the Pashup is a way to learn, which in the list of Rav Naftali is actually the second way, but I think it's the first way to learn. Is if you learn a shvuah is a birur, which means I have an eid echad against me. It's a certain proof against me. I have to cancel it out. So I can cancel it out with a shvuah. If I swear, I cancel out the eid echad. If I bring an eid echad for me, it's the same thing. It also cancels out the eid echad against me. They cancel each other out, and I'm off the hook. In other words, my chiyuv is to be mevarer. To be mevarer that what I said is true. There's something against me in Eid Echad. I have to be mevarer. I can mevarer with a shvua, or I can be mevarer with Eid Amaseya. So if you learn the chi of shvua is what we call a birur, something to show that you're right, so then it's very smooth that I have to, so I can't pull out the birur by swearing the Eid against me, or I bring an Eid with me, I also can't pull out. If you learn that a shchi of shvua is what we call tashlumin, we call it a lashon tashlumin. Reuven doesn't use the lashon tashlumin; I think he used the lashon pleiter. It's a pleiter. It's the same idea. If you learn that the shchi of shvua is something I owe you, in such a case, in certain cases I owe you money. In certain cases, I owe you a shvua. It's what I owe you. Now, if I owe you a shvua, why does an eid echad help? I owe you a shvua. I have to give you a shvua. I mean, I don't give you an eid echad. Zavtar Beruvein, if you learn tashlumin, then eid amaseyeya paters because it's oiker, what he calls the siba sachiyot. It's oiker, the root cause of my chiyot. Why do I owe you a tashlumin? Why do I owe you a tashlumin of shvua? You know why? Because an eid echad obligated me. Or it might have been mikdash obligated me. If I have an eid echad that says like me, the eid echad cancels out the siba sachiyos. Eid echad cancel each other out. Memela, I'm not chayav a shvua. You follow the difference? It's a subtle difference between the two. According to the first way, Eid Echad is taka b'chayiv. And Eid HaMesayeya satisfies what I have to do. Eid Echad is b'chayiv yishvua. The first way to learn that it's a bearer is that I did what I had to do. I brought something to be mevarer. The second way to learn is that I'm chayiv yishvua. I owe you a shvua. Why doesn't Eid Echad help me? I didn't do it to shvua. It's oiker the reason that I'm chayav a shvua. It's oiker the siba sachiyum of a shvua. It's like you have a tree. There are two ways to get rid of a tree. One is to cut the top of the tree, you cut it down. And the other way is to rip out the roots. If you rip out the roots, you get rid of the tree. This second mahalach, the first mahalach is, I owe you a shvua. So you created a chi of shvua. I owe you a shvua, and I'm paying it with the eid echad, eid amaseya. Second way to learn is that I'm ripping out the root cause of my chiyuv tashlum. Shvua is a chiyuv tashlum. What I can do now is I can rip it out. Me'ikarai, why am I chayav to pay? Because you had a raya against me. I'll cancel that raya, and now I'm off the hook. These are the first two mahalchim that Reb Ruvain brings. He says some nafkaminis between them. For example,
it brings a nafkamina. If Eira Misayaya could pater someone from a Gilgul Shvur. Someone's chayiv, a Gilgul Shvur, I mentioned yesterday, chayiv one Shvur be'etzer, and he's ready to swear. And because of that, megalgal on him more Shvurs. Could Eira Misayaya pater him from a Gilgul Shvur? So he brings him a machlaikis, I think the Shem Mishpat. Tzais have a machlaikis, does Eira Misayaya pater a Gilgul Shvur? So he says, it's totally a miss. If you learn the first way, a shvur is a bir. Fabrina neid echad, it's as good as a shvur. So then Eidem say, yeah, a pat is a good little shvur too. I'm chayav a shvur. And I'll pat you if I bring you neid echad. You learn the second way, that really shvur is teshlumin, I have to pay him. And the only way to be ikarit is by bringing in Eidem Seyeya, who rips out the roots, who rips out the Siba Sachiyav. So that's Rabbi Reuven. Then, over here, in the case of Gilgul Shvur, you can't rip out Siba Sachiyav. Of course, the whole parasha of Gilgul Shvur is that you have to swear even if there is no Siba to be Mechayev. By Gilgul Shvur, the Siba is, since you have to swear one Shvur, they have to swear this one. So now if I'm going to bring in Eid Echad on this one, then I'm right. It's not going to help me. Because there was nothing in this case that causes my chiyuv. What causes my chiyuv is the other shvur. The other shvur means I have to swear on this. The root is Yem shvur. So if I bring an Eid Echad on this case, it's not going to help me. A Gilgul Shvur, you have to swear no matter what. Even if there's no Siba, there's no Medina Mitzvah, there's no Eid Echad, there's no Shaymer, nothing. That's Gilgul Shvur. Gilgul Shvur is you have to swear no matter what. So this is an afkamina between these two halachos. Reuven brings an additional nafkaminas between the two. And then he turns to our Rosh. He says that our Rosh won't fit with either of these two mahalfim. Either way you learn, come back to our Rosh. Our Rosh says that the Chiyah Shvua is a Chiyah Manim. It's a Chiyah Manim. So, and therefore, an Eidem Seyeya doesn't help when somebody says, if Ashur Sashayim, he doesn't know, he's not off the hook with Eidem Seyeya. That's what the Rosh said. It's a Chiyav Mam. He says, like either of these Mahalfim, if you like the Bira, Tashlumin, either way, an Eidem Seyeya should help you. Either the Eidem Seyeya should help you because instead of swearing, you bring the aid, it's a Bira. Or, Yechayev Tashlumin, the Eidem Seyeya takes away the source of the Chiyav of the Chiyav. Either way, the Rosh would be shvur. And therefore, the Rosh has to learn a third Nahalas in Eidem Meseyeya. Third Nahalas in Eidem Meseyeya is that there's a certain level of Nemonis the Torah gave in Eid Echad. And the Torah gave in Eid Echad certain powers. The Torah gave two Eidim certain powers. Two Eidim have a lot of power, they can kill people. And Eid Echad has a certain amount of power. How much power? Enough power for, well, we know Eid Echad is Neman B'Surim. Eid Echad has enough power to be believed by Yisurim. Or by Eid Ezisha, Eid Echad is believed. Or by Dine Shvua. Dine Shvua is a category on which an Eid Echad has Nemanis. On Hilchi Shvua, an Eid Echad has Nemanis. He has Nemanis for Yisurim. He has Nemanis for whatever else an Eid Echad is believed. Plus, whatever, there's a shvua, and Eid Echad has that much nemanis. You have to score it, 1 to 10. So two Eidim, we give a 10, and we give them total nemanis. And in Eid Echad, we give whatever it is, let's say a 3 or a 4, is an Eid Echad. So for shvua, all you need is a 4. All you need is that level of nemanis for Dine Shvua. He says, that's pshat in what the Rosh says, that since an Eid Echad is Mechayah Shvua, he could pater a shvur. What's the svara of Eidem Seyeya? It's a very glatt svara. What's the svara of Eidem Seyeya? Svara is, you're talking Hilchus Shvur, and Eid Echad has enough nemanis to Hilchus Shvur. Whenever it's Dine Shvur, and Eid Echad has enough nemanis. What's the difference, Dr. Rosh? He's Mechayev a shvur, and he pater a shvur. Just like Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, he's never to believe to say it's Chelev, he's never to believe to say it's Shuman, he could go either way. The same thing. An Echad who's saying Eidus on Shmuel is believed in either direction. That's why Eidam is saying Eidam. The new Svara, but it's also very, very nostalgic. Why is Eidam say a pata from Shavuos? Because you have enough nemanis for Shavuos. Anything has to do with Shavuos, you have enough nemanis. So Dr. Rush, in a case of Metoch Shein Yochalish by Mishalim, in a case of Chiyav Mamon, where the first Shomer can't swear, he cannot swear, when he cannot swear, and there's a Chiyav Mamon, there, the Eid Echad just doesn't have enough nemanis. It doesn't have enough nemanis. He's only a 4. He's not a 10. If it's a case where he can't swear and there's a fee of mamon because of Mataych, there an Eid HaMaseyeh doesn't help. Because there the Eid HaMaseyeh is being payo mamonis. If he's being payo mamon, he doesn't have that level of nemanis. So this third mahalach in Eid HaMaseyeh, simple, a certain level of nemanis, with Ruvain and Zahn to be the Hezbollah of the Rosh, and it's a very Vata Svara that the Rosh learns that this Mahalach and Eid Echad has this much Nemanis, enough Nemanis for Dinei Shvua. And rather, that fits well that he could pater, once we know he paters the Maid of the Mikzat, he paters Shvua Sashaimir, he paters all Shvuas. Even though the Kavachim is by a case of Eid Echad, of Shavuos Eid Echad to Eid Echad patering, but it patters everything. Because that level of nemanis for Dinei Shavuos and not for Dinei Mamon. This is Reuven's Mahalach, and what it is, he calls it Mahalach HaGimel, the third Mahalach, which he learns into the Rosh, which fits very nicely into the Rosh. And I'm just more comfortable with this Mahalach of the Rosh than with the Mahalach the Reb Naftali mentions. If you like the Reb Naftali, I have no complaints to you. But this Mahalach and understanding the Rosh is rather much more smooth. Let's only ask you a shaila. We pass like the Rosh. We pass like the Rosh, the Shach. Eidam Asiyeh passes everywhere except where? Bottom line, we finish the study of Eidam Asiyeh. You look at Shulchan Aruch. As the Shach say, Eidam Asiyeh patters everywhere except in the case of Metoch Shein Yochalish B'Mishal. The person can't swear, Metoch Shein Yochalish B'Mishal. Let's say you have a case where an Eid Echad is Mechayiv Reuven Ashvur. Reuven is a very firm person. He would never in a million years swear, even though he knows the truth. But he's just not a person who swears. He never swears. Because I'll say that there's such an hoga of never swearing. I always had a kash on it. Because in Nach, everyone swears. Abraham swears, and Eliezer swears, and Yaakov swears, and David HaMelech swears, right? Everyone's swearing into Nach. Chai Hashem, right? Yosef swears. Everyone swears. Yehuda comes to Yosef and says, Chai Hashem. Right? It's a kash that needs a terrace. But Lamaisa, you're such an hugger that we don't swear. All of us, we know we don't swear. You go to court, you don't swear. You just affirm, but you don't swear. Let's say I have such a din tyrant. They're bringing someone to Bez, and we know he's never going to swear. He tells us before, and he says, you should know you're not going to get a shura out of me, and never swear to me. Now we have the din tyrant. The psak is, he has to swear. He says, you know, I'm not going to swear. We tell him, you know, if you're not going to swear, you're going to have to pay. He says, I'm not swearing. What? What? Same thing in the Geisha court system, not same thing in Bezdin. Bezdin, you have to swear, or Shavuos Bezdin. So, what? The Aryada is affirming it's not a Yada, not a Shavuos. Now, could this person bring an Eid Echad to pass to him? Now, what do you say? This person could bring an Eid Echad to pass to him? Or is the Eid Echad passing him for a moment? Huh? What do you say? So the stabber?
So
the side already. So where's the same side?
He could
bring somebody to Patim. Why could he bring someone to Patim? He's in a Natasha Shavuot Shalom. So the place came on the Chalik between Eina Yochel Lishba and Eina Reutzel Lishba. If he's Eina Yochel Lishba, that's what the Rosh said, that's Mammon. That means the din Torah is on mamon. He's ain't no yachal lishpeis, any of that, a kashrut, whatever reason he can't swear. That din Torah is on mamon. There we say, v'tashem yachal lishpeis shalom. It is ain't no rights on lishpeis, just doesn't want to swear. The din Torah, as far as Bezdin is concerned, it's a din Torah on Shmua. It's still a din Torah on Shmua. So he doesn't swear, he doesn't want to swear, but if he brings an aid, the aid is good enough. Because what is the aid doing? The aid is pattering from Mamin or from Shmua? The aid is pattering from Shmua. He's Chayav Shmua. An aid has that level of Nemanis high enough to pattern from Shmua. So the aid can pattern from the Shmua. He would have paid. That's him, he would have paid. Bezdin says he's Chayav Shmua. Bezdin doesn't say he's Chayav to pay. Bezdin is Chayav Shmua. The Psak is Chayav Shmua. If he's not going to swear, he's going to have to end up paying because he doesn't want to swear. It comes from him. But as far as their money is in Bezdin, he has enough their money. It's only in a Yachal Ishmael. Someone who can't swear, let's say he's a Choshev. Bezdin tells him he can't swear. Or he's any Adaya. Bezdin tells him he can't swear. He said, hey, this is Bezdin, he doesn't know. He told Bezdin, I am a Shemer, gave it to a Shemer, I don't know what happened to him. He can't swear. Bezdin doesn't even let him swear. There, it's a din Torah on Mamon. That's the rush. The Ein Yachol Lishpat, the din Torah on Mamon, not good enough in Erecha Fishmur. This is the, goes with this Mahalach of the rush, that the way we're learning, like Rav Reuven, that the shot in the rush is that an Erechad has Nemanis to Dinei Torah on Shavuos. Any din Torah on a Shavua, an Erechad is fine. If you have a din Torah, with a psak of tashlumin, they need a bigger nemanis. Neirach is not big enough for that. That's Rav Reuven's mahalach in the rush, and that's the mahalach that I'll leave you with as far as the sugya. We learned the last 3 days quite a bit of information as far as ideas. I hope we didn't cover much ground in the Gemara. I hope that you'll just try to make sure you have these ideas and have them solid. Spend a little more time on it, but I'd like to get started with the next sugya, so run ahead as well.